from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The text is the Old Testament lesson appointed for this morning, Isaiah chapter 61, verses 1 through 3. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good tidings to the afflicted. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captive, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to grant to those who mourn in Zion, to give them a garland instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, a mantle of praise instead of a faint spirit, that they may be called oaks of righteousness, the founding government of the Lord, that he may be glorified. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear friends in Christ Jesus, is it worthwhile to be a Christian? If we, by the power of the Holy Spirit, turn in faith to Jesus Christ, have we really gained anything? Haven't we possibly given up the things that we love the most and prize so highly without receiving anything in return? If we were to judge the blessings which belong to us as people of God according to the world's standards, they would be worth nothing. However, when we look at these blessings of ours according to the scriptural standards, that we really don't deserve anything except God's anger and his eternal punishment, yet in his love and his grace, God sent forth his Son for us. Then these blessings become very important for us. They are worth everything. For Christ has taken the sting out of our sinfulness and our worthlessness. He has given us comfort and hope here on earth, and with his blood, he has given us the assurance of everlasting glory in heaven. Christ has turned our sorrow into joy. By the power of his death and resurrection, we are no longer people who are doomed, but we are people who have been saved. And this is what the text for this morning tells us, that we as people of God through faith in Jesus Christ receive God's wonderful blessing. For in Christ, God gives us a garland instead of ashes. In the text, the prophet Isaiah refers to a time when the people of God were living under the threat and the oppression of the Assyrians. But Isaiah tells these people that things are not going to get much better to them. In fact, the less they repent and turn to God, a greater punishment will be awaiting them. And Isaiah's warning came true. They were imprisoned later by the Babylonians. And while in exile, these people wanted to return to their homes and start again as God's people. Was it possible that they might still be released and be given the opportunity to return home as a free people? Isaiah prophesied that there would indeed be liberation for these people. But the release from Babylonian captivity did not bring the fulfillment for which the Jews had hoped. Centuries later, the Jews of Jerusalem were still living under the oppression of their enemies. Instead, God, through the prophet Isaiah, spoke of a different liberation. Liberation which we have in Jesus Christ. The fulfillment of Isaiah's words is recorded in St. Luke chapter 4. As Jesus read the words of Isaiah chapter 61, verses 1 and 2, he announced to the people at the synagogue, "Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing. I'm the one of whom Isaiah spoke. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good tidings." At his baptism, Jesus was anointed with the Holy Spirit without measure, with the oil of gladness above his fellow. Just as kings and priests have been anointed in Israel for their calling, so Christ was anointed and sent into the world with a special purpose. He was sent as God's servant and as our prophet, priest, and our king. As our prophet, Christ gave us a message of gladness, but more than that, as God's servant by his death and his resurrection, he is our glad tidings, our message of gladness. He changes everything for us. He takes us from sin and unrighteousness, out of sorrow and despair, and brings us the blessings of God's love, in which we receive a garland instead of ashes. If only we and people everywhere would look to Christ. We are all wicked by nature, sinful human beings. There is not a just man on earth that does good and does not sin. We have all strayed from the ways of our God, and we have fallen short of his glory. And in our sinfulness, we deserve the anger and punishment of our God. We look for a way out, we look for some sort of escape, but the problem is we really don't know where to look. We may look to better financial paying jobs, we may look to vacation, sports, or other entertainment. Some others may look to alcohol and drugs, and while still others to medicine and psychiatry. But yet it's Jesus who comes to us and says, come to me, because the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, and you will find God's favor in me. God sent his prophets to comfort his people, exiled and imprisoned by their sin. With the news, God hasn't forsaken you, he hasn't given up on you. He still claims you as his own. God has put aside your sin in Jesus Christ, the Messiah. This message of hope in Christ has meaning for us. God has blessed us. We are free from our sins in Jesus. God indeed has given us a garland instead of ashes. He has given us that headdress of glory and happiness instead of those ashes of sorrow which we really deserve. Christ came into the world in order to redeem us. He came to earth in the form of a man as our substitute. He took our sins upon himself, dying for them upon the cross of Calvary. Through faith then in Jesus, we are the people of God now and forever. The result of all this should be that they may be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the world, that we may be glorified. We often notice that oak trees are normally called the strongest and the mightiest of the trees. And these trees of righteousness are always going to be bearing good fruit. This is the result in our lives of becoming a Christian, the result of faith. We will then live godly lives, but more than that, we will go out and explore into the community and with our support throughout the world, to bring that gospel of Jesus Christ to those people who are still without him. This is quite an opportunity and quite a challenge for each one of us. May God enable us to do this work. But there's still one question that remains. Is it worthwhile to be a Christian? Yes, it is. For in Jesus Christ, the anointed one of God, we have the forgiveness of all of our sins, but more than that, also the hope of living with our God forever in heaven. We are the possessors of everything. For in Christ, God has indeed given us a garland instead of ashes.